Hello and good morning. This is Vaibhavi Ranjan and you are tuned into Market Minute. Today is Wednesday, December 10th, and here's what you need to know before the market opens. Domestic benchmarks, the Sensex and Nifty 50, are off to a mildly positive start as the GIFT Nifty trades with a premium of 47 points. In the previous session, the two benchmarks traded in a narrow range and ended lower as investors awaited two key economic data points scheduled for release later this week. The first one is the US consumer price inflation data, which is due to be released on December 11th, and the second is India's CPI data on December 12th. Consumer stocks also remained in focus throughout the session, weighed down by Godrej Consumer's weak sales forecast for the December quarter, eventually dragging all these FMCG stocks down in the red. At close, the Sensex was down 0.3% at 81,508 points, while the Nifty fell 0.2% to 24,619. Going ahead, analysts expect the Nifty to consolidate before resuming its up move. They suggest to use any dips towards the support zone of 24,550 to 24,500 as a buying opportunity. Coming to global markets, the rally on Wall Street took a pause ahead of the November CPI data. Shares of AI giant Nvidia reeled under selling pressure, dropping as much as 3% after China opened a probe over suspicions that the chipmaker broke anti-monopoly laws around a deal it made in 2020. Asia-Pacific markets, however, bucked the weakness and moved higher in early trade as investors cheered for China's plans of more proactive fiscal measures and moderately looser monetary policy next year, aimed at boosting its domestic consumption. Likewise, China's Shanghai Composite and Hong Kong's Hang Seng indices rose 2.5% each in early trade, while Japan's Nikkei 225 climbed 0.3%. South Korea's Kospi also traded in the green. Coming to stocks in focus today, all eyes will be on the block deal in Syngene International, as biotech firm Biocon is likely to offload a 2% stake in the drug maker through block deals. Reports suggest that the transaction is likely to be executed at a floor price of Rs. 825 per share, aimed to raise Rs. 3660 crore. On the other hand, Bharat Forge raised Rs. 1650 crore through a QIP, which it plans to use for expanding capacity, M&A plans and debt reduction. Focus will also be on Tata Motors, as the car maker is slated to increase the prices of its cars, including electric vehicles, by up to 3% from January. This move comes as part of a trend among automakers, raising prices to offset rising costs. Now, for our Voice of the Day segment, we are joined by Kranthi Bhatini from Wealth Mills Securities, who'll share his thoughts on the FMCG sector following its recent struggles.
As we are entering into the fag end of the calendar year, Indian markets are entering into a consolidation phase. The foreign portfolio investors have been in sidelines, but the domestic institutional investors have been actively buying in these markets. That made the markets to stay above 24,300 levels. As long as Nifty could able to withstand this range of 24,300, the medium to short-term trend of the market is in a very positive trend. The global queues have been subdued, but the DAS activity has been quite robust on Indian markets. We are going to witness a stock-specific action in the medium to short-term. Despite of consolidation in the market, the mid and small cap stocks have been robust. They could be able to claim through the wall of worries, despite of the consolidation what we are witnessing in the market. The FMCG stocks, the data that came on Monday, we can see a clear cut inflation pressure that's creating on the earnings of the companies and the margins of the companies in a medium to short-term perspective, and also the trend of consumption that is slightly impacting in the medium to short-term perspective, that's going to weigh on the both as well as urban as well as rural. We can see with respect to the listed entities are concerned, but some kind of competition that has been going up from the unlisted space, and also from the regional players, also creating some kind of revenue impact on these FMCG companies. On a longer term perspectives, once the valuations come to attractive levels, for a longer term investors, FMCG companies with their relative valuations are concerned, they looks very attractive, but we need to wait and watch next couple of trading sessions how these companies are going to behave. But the initial reaction from the market has been quite negative on the FMCG stocks. These stocks have been in a consolidation phase on a medium to short-term perspective at this point of time. But investors who have longer-term horizon, one can accumulate this stock despite of the negativity and the relative valuations of these companies are concerned.
That wraps up today's Market Minutes. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates, and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time.